This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Football Friday on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
So excited! I don't even know where to start this morning. Honestly, I mean, there's so many things on the table here on the first Buffalo Football Friday of the NFL season and the Buffalo Bills season here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccio with you, and of course, brought to you by. Thank you very much, Buffalo Football Friday. Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. We are ready. Are you ready? Maybe you're not. Maybe you're like, I don't know. I'm not really ready for this. I don't know. Last night, when the Eagles and Cowboys game kind of came on the screen and NBC and you're ready to rock and roll, and we realize it's not preseason, it's a regular season game, it just suddenly hit me. I'm like, I am so ready for this. Like, thank you. Football is here. Regular season football. And I even tweeted out like a GIF. I say GIF because I hate saying GIF or GIF. I just do
it's
it.
It's GIF.
I know, but I always say GIF. I don't know why. There's three ways now. GIF, GIF, and GIF. I do the GIF. It's GIF. I tweeted out a GIF of Toy Story. Where he's, and I miss you so much, right? And that's what it was for me. I missed you so much. And it keeps rocking and rolling tonight. We got Chargers, Chiefs tonight in Brazil. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But first and foremost, it is Ravens at Bills. And it is the 2025 season. And we're going to talk with head coach Sean McDermott of the Bills at some point this show, probably about an hour from now. Could be a little less, could be a little more, right around there. So keep your head in a swivel. As I always say, you never know when the head coach of the Bills calls because his schedule changes a little bit in the morning with other production meetings he has and TV stuff and radio stuff. So just be ready for Sean McDermott at some point today. And then our weekly visit with Patrick Hammer at 11:30 a.m. to get you ready for game day weather, game night weather. It's going to be a little chilly. And I say that, like, not chilly for November, chilly for now, right? For September. Looking probably low 50s, I think, but I'll let Pat give you all the details on that. The first half hour of the show, I want to dedicate to what I normally do every year. Your calls predicting the season. I did this last year, and I saved all of your predictions. When you called, I wrote down your name. You know, like Mike from Cheektowaga, he says, and yeah, I want record and how the season ends, meaning Bills miss the playoffs, Bills lose in the divisional round, Bills lose in the AFC Championship, lose the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, right? Like, that's what I want. And a lot of you were so high and optimistic on them with how many wins they'd have last year. And I'm like, man, that's just really lofty. And then a lot of you were right because they had a fantastic year last year. And of course, it didn't wind up where we ultimately want it to wind up. And they did lose in the AFC Championship game. But last year, the Bills won 13 games. That was a little more than I thought. I had them like 11 or 12. 13's tough to do, man. It's tough to win 13 games in this league. I mean, they would have won 14 if they didn't, you know, go to New England in week 18 with nothing on the line. They would have won 14 games, but they won 13, one of the best regular seasons ever in franchise history. They've had really great seasons before. So I want your number. I want your calls, I should say, at 803-0550. Or we could do that. I don't even want to give the toll-free number. We used to have this toll-free number we'd give out a lot, but I don't do it as much anymore. So just call 803-0550, 716-803-0550, and we'll get you on the air. I'm going to write down your name, your record prediction, and how the season ends. And as I was saying last year, a lot of you called up and said, 13 wins, 14 wins. And I thought you were like, wow, that's really lofty. And then, you know, from there, though, if anybody tells me, hey, they'll lose in one of the early rounds, well, I could totally understand that. It could be that's a legitimate prediction. If anybody says they're going to make the Super Bowl, no doubt. Anybody says they're going to win the Super Bowl, I could totally see that as well. I just think everything could be on the table here. It's the final season at Highmark Stadium. We could talk about that as well, and we will. We'll have a lot more on that. I'm actually, one of the things I'm going to do this year, and you can, if you're following me on Twitter, you'll see this, at Sal Sports, you should be following me, and I'll post a video a little bit later. But one of the things I'm going to do this year, every week that the Bills play a home game, I'm going to post a video of a memory of the Bills playing that team inside the stadium. Generally, with me being on the sidelines, but it doesn't have to be. Could be something from when I was younger, but generally, hey, as a sideline reporter, as a guy who's seen a lot of football in every team in that stadium, I think at this point, I've seen every team inside Highmark Stadium as the Radio Network sideline reporter. Not just like going back and being a kid and being a fan growing up. I mean, like since my time, it's my 12th year now, I think I've seen every team in a regular season game. Tampa was one of the last ones. They've been there. Atlanta's been there. Seattle was one, and then the Rams. So I've seen every team. And I'm going to post a video a little bit later at Sal Sports, check it out, where I will be giving a memory or two of a game or moment played against that particular opponent at Highmark Stadium. And if you want, you can call up with your memories too, because this is the final home opener ever at this stadium. So we got so much on the table today. We'll be talking with Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We're going to get our first injury update of the season. Sometimes he rules players out right now, today. Sometimes he doesn't. So we don't know if that will happen necessarily. But we will get a sense of, at the very least, who's practicing today and where things are trending. So make sure you're listening for that. 803-0550 is the number to call. Time for your Buffalo Bills 2025 season predictions. And what I do is I write them down. I saved. Last year I saved it. Had that on a piece of paper. Right here. in this notebook. I have a spiral notebook, one of those old school spirals. I got to rip it out. It's got all those little thingies, the little hangers on there. You got to rip all the little piece of paper out of there. I got that. And if you are right at the end of the season, in fact, last year I think it wasn't even just people being completely right. I gave a lot of props at the end of the year to a lot of people who had a very good prediction that was pretty close. And if you're exactly right, I don't know, I'll give you something. To give you some time on the air to tell us how great of a soothsayer you are. Let's start it off with Tom in Buffalo. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Sal. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was just going to say like 12-5 in Super Bowl appearance.
Okay. Do you want to, Tom doesn't want to get into if they win or lose the Super Bowl appearance. I'm going to write that. So that way he can say if they win or lose, he can say he was right. Let's go to David in Tonawanda. Hi, David.
How you doing, Sal? Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Once again, same as this other gentleman, I'm thinking 12-5. Going into this first game against Baltimore, I honestly think it's going to be a tight game. It's going to be a back and forth scoring game. But with the teams that we have this year that we do have to face against, and their rosters are looking pretty good and pretty decent, and these top teams that are coming out, I got a good feeling with there's going to be a chance at 12-5. We're definitely going to end up being playoff Super Bowl. I can't see it even with it, but if we make it, I'll be happy that we made it. Definitely with us going into a new stadium, but I'm sticking with 12-5.
You got it, David. Thanks a lot. Put you down for playoff loss. That's what I'll put you down for. He says I'm not feeling like they can necessarily get to the Super Bowl, but if they do, it'd be great. Patrick's in Buffalo. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Sal. Long time listener, first time caller. Appreciate
it. Yep.
I have a little bit more realistic take on this. Bills go undefeated this year since the NFL scripted, win the Super Bowl, walk into that brand new stadium.
I love it. NFL is scripted, man. NFL is scripted, guy. You know, at least if you're going to script it, you gave him a Hollywood ending. I'll say that, right? I mean, the signs, the stars are aligned, as they say. Josh Allen getting engaged to a Hollywood actress, winning league MVP, final year inside this stadium. The Bills could exorcise all the demons that ever went along with it by going out with a final victory in the final game. It's the AFC Championship game. And then the Super Bowl is played. Da 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 da. Hollywood. In San Francisco, near Josh's hometown, Northern California. I mean, come on. That is the Hollywood script. So thank you, Patrick. I appreciate you and your prediction. Let's get to Sam in West Seneca, who's got one. What's up, Sam?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to go 13-4, switch it up a little bit here. I think these beginning games matter so much, so I guess my prediction is we drop this first game to the Ravens, maybe not as prepared as them in week one, and then when it comes to hopefully winning out the rest of our home games and getting that one seed for home advantage, I think we take it all in the playoffs and see my first Super Bowl appearance in my lifetime. It's my prediction.
You got it, man. Thank you. You know, I have said, I'll give you a little prediction. I've said this, I'm on record as saying it, and I'll give it to you. I do think the Bills get the one seed this year, and this is the one thing they haven't done. And in this iteration of the Bills, since they become division champs 5 years in a row, the one thing they haven't done is had the one seed. I think this is the year they get the one seed. And the reason I say it is the schedule, to me, is conducive for that. And, by the way, he say appearance or chance? He said appearance. I'm just going to put that. But he said they might win. I don't remember, but he did say Super Bowl appearance. But I think the schedule is conducive for that, meaning the Bills' schedule sets up nicely for them to be able to be in that position. I mean, they don't have, yes, of course, division games are always tough, and the Jets expect to be better. I don't expect them to be at the level of the Bills, of course. The Dolphins are going to be tough on offense to stop, but there's a lot of questions about the Dolphins. The Patriots are certainly going to be better. I think the Patriots could be the second best team in the division by the end of the year. But when you look at the division compared to other divisions and what the Chiefs have for six games, what the Ravens have for six games, things like that, I think that the Bills have a really good look at the one seed. Most of their like toughest games, as we don't know how these teams play out, but the most of their toughest games would be at home. On the road, they have a schedule that I think is really set up for them to have a good road record. And then the biggest thing, too, might be travel. Like the Bills have the second least miles ever, or second least miles in the league this year to travel. Every game except for one is in their Eastern time zone. And the only one that's not is in Houston. That's in the Central time zone in a night game. So, yeah, I think it sets up that's my prediction for them. Let's go to Mike in Denver, who's got one for us. What's up, Mike?
Yes. I'd like to say I believe the Bills record will be 11-6. And I guess I'm saying that mostly just for the mere fact that I think it's Brandon Bean's inability to find any consistency on the defensive line and in the corner position. We've had moving people in and out of this roster on that defensive line for as long as I can remember, and their inability to find corners that have been with this team for a long period of time. There's no consistency in either one of those positions, and I believe the Bills will probably lose in the first round. As much as it pains me to say that, I can't see any consistency on this defense.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, you say that they haven't had that, but yet that would still be the worst record they've had just with having what you say. You know what I mean? I guess if that's a weird way of saying it. I get it. Like, yeah, I mean, there's some concerns there that you rightfully could have. But what I'm trying to say is you have these concerns. I'm assuming you would have them over the last several years, but yet they still have won more than 11 games over that time.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's just that sooner or later, the sure. Inconsistency on the defense it's going to catch up to them, and I believe this year the inability to get rid of all these moving parts, especially on the defensive line, sooner or later it's going to catch. You can only ask Josh Allen to win so many games for you over a period of time, and that's just kind of how I feel at this point.
Yeah, you got it, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call. I mean, consistency on the D-line, they have definitely had a lot of moving parts, no doubt, and now they bring in Joey Bosa. I would say I think the D-line is better now, though, than it has been. I think with the additions, and I'm basing this basically on what I've seen from the rookies, Deion Walker and TJ Sanders, but I mean, I don't know if that's going to translate to the regular season. You hope it does. They definitely have some questions on D-line. They definitely have some questions in the secondary, especially going into week one. We'll get with Sean McDermott around 11 o'clock to find out if Tre'Davious White is going to practice today or maybe even play or not on Sunday. Mary in Buffalo. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Go Bills. And, yeah, I predict a 17-0 perfect season.
Okay.
And I see the Lombardi Trophy here in Buffalo.
Okay, well, you are on record, Mary, and I speak for many, many, many Bills fans. I'm comfortable saying this when I say they hope you are right, and they would love for you to be right. Billy in Tennessee. What's up, Billy?
Yo, what up, Sal? I'm here to tell you. If the Bills beat the Ravens on Sunday night, they will go 17-0, go to the playoffs, go to the Super Bowl, and bring the Lombardi to Buffalo. But if they lose to the Ravens on Sunday night, they will go 16-1, go to the playoffs, go to the Super Bowl, and bring the Lombardi back to Buffalo.
All right, this is the one game that you'll swing. Everything else they're winning no matter what is what you're saying.
You got it, Sal. You got it.
Thanks, Billy. I love you guys. That's great. You guys make me happy on a Friday. I mean, come on. What's there not to be happy about? It's football season. Let's go to Curtis in Niagara Falls. What's up, Curtis?
Hey, what's up, Sal? How you doing, man?
Good, buddy.
Well, last year, I put down 13-4. I was right.
Yeah, you were. You were. You were one of the guys that had it right. You're right.
The ending really sucked. So, yeah. This year, 12-5 because they're going to rest everybody because we get the one seed.
Okay.
And I'll meet you at the Tim Hortons in Delaware. And I got your coffee. I got you, Sal.
All right.
I got you. Yeah, so you know what that means. We're taking it.
Okay.
And can you do me a favor, Sal?
Yeah,
you
what?
Know how you always do your Christmas poem?
My Christmas poem, yeah.
Can you do one for the final game at the stadium?
For a final game at the stadium? You mean when it comes time or now or when?
Yeah, no, like you always do at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a great idea, Curtis.
Man.
Thank you.
I enjoy those.
Thank you, Curtis. I know it's a good idea. Maybe I can do a, 'twas the night before the final game at Highmark Stadium, right? Like that, you mean?
Something like that, yeah.
And talk about the memories of Highmark.
Right.
Okay, all right. I love it. Thanks, Curtis. It's a good idea. Thanks. A little creativity there. I can do that. He's got Super Bowl champs, and he's got my coffee, by the way. He's going to be buying me some coffee at Tim Hortons. And we're going to be, yeah, there you go. He's like, I'll meet you. Does Curtis know where I live? He said Timmy's on Delaware. I'm not far from there. But then again, you could pick anywhere, and you'd be pretty close to one of those, right? Nancy in Orchard Park, what's up?
Hi, Sal. I'm going 15-2, and we're definitely winning the Super Bowl this year. We have to.
We have to. I hear that part of it, right? What makes you the most confident about definitely winning?
Well, so I had season tickets back in the Super Bowl days, and I have them again now with my kids, which is fabulous.
Love it.
But I just have this vibe that I had back then, and I just got a feeling this is the year.
All right. Thank you very much, Nancy. I appreciate your phone call. The lowest prediction so far has been 11-6 by Mike in Denver. He says first round loss. And we've had 2 17-0 Super Bowl champ predictions. What does Bob in Virginia have to say? Hi, Bob.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking the call. Mm-hmm. Driving up from Virginia, bringing my 10-year-old son to his first game. We got an RV going up Saturday morning. So creating some memories for the kids.
Love it.
A lot of delusion this morning with the 17-0s. I gotta go 10-7, Sal, with a loss in Baltimore in the divisional round. The defense, the corners, and the D-line scare me a little bit, so.
Okay, all right. Is that good enough to win the division, you think, 10-7, or do they not win the division?
I think they win the division, and they get through the wild card and go to Baltimore and end it there, unfortunately. But
all right, Bob.
I'm not feeling the defensive vibes right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of concerns there. We'll see what happens on Sunday night, Bob. Very big test against the Baltimore Ravens, no doubt about that. All right, we got our lowest pick now. We haven't had anybody say no playoffs yet. We haven't had anybody say no divisional championship yet. Even Bob, who says, yeah, 10-7, just good enough to win the division. I would think at that point you'd probably win on a tiebreaker. Maybe a team is 9-8 who is in second place, what I said earlier about the AFC East. Tony in Ontario, north of the border. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Sal. How are you today?
I'm good.
It's great to hear you up in Ontario. You're a godsend. You give us all our Buffalo news, so I appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
Buffalo's going to go. They're going to go 12-5 this year. They are going to go right through to the Super Bowl. It's going to be tough. We're going to win games by 3 or 4 points to get there, but we will be finally the Super Bowl champions this year.
Okay, and that would be a great way to obviously open up new Highmark Stadium. Thank you, Tony. Be careful driving out there north of the border in Ontario, and I appreciate the kind words. Let's go to CJ in Buffalo. What's up, CJ?
Hey, Sal, how you doing? Hey,
good,
I don't really, you got to start challenging people on these losses. Like, hey,
why?
You got to name your losses.
No, I'd be here all day. I don't want to do that. I have a million calls to get through.
I got you. So real quick, I got the Bills going to the Super Bowl, and it's not through the Chiefs. I believe if we get the one seed, it forces the Ravens and the Chiefs to, you know, duel it out, and then best person comes to us.
Okay, what's the record?
Also, the record, I got 13-4.
Okay.
And that's only because of Joe Brady's offense. How safe he plays is not a lot of risk taking. Yes, people talk about the defense, and I don't know how Baltimore scares people, because how often do you see Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano play together? Linebackers are huge in this game. Not to mention, you mentioned Bosa, and we have Russo. I think the Bills are in a great spot. And later in the season, we're getting a bunch of guys back, including our first round pick. So I'm not panicking right now. Yes, it's week one. Yes, anything can happen. But I got true belief in our MVP.
And do you have them winning the Super Bowl and going there and winning, or no?
Yes. After seeing the Eagles, I thought the Eagles were the best team in NFC. I don't see that them corners being too great personally. And if you can let Dak do that, can you imagine what Josh Allen would do?
Well, I mean, they are a really good team, but last night the Dallas Cowboys did put up a very nice fight. Week one is always weird. I think the first 4 weeks of the season, CJ, usually is like a feeling out for your own team, and you can't really know what's going to happen, and then you kind of know who you are and who everybody else is after about week four. So you never know what's going to happen week one, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Agreed. Yep.
You got it. Thank you. Rob in Connecticut. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Sal, what's going on? Thanks for always being my eyes, and I just want to wish you luck with the team this year and safe travels. And I predict, we'll go 14-3. We are Super Bowl bound, and one of the things is Terrell Bernard changed his number to 8, which is a great number, and this is the 8th season that Josh Allen is playing in, so I believe 8 is a great thing for change, and it's time for a change. And I also predict that possibly, which is my bucket list, that I will be predicting that I will be at one of the games this year. Never been to Buffalo for a home game. It's my dream, and I predict that I will be there this year, hopefully.
Well, make sure, and I'm sure you'll do this anyway, but make sure you call us here to let us know when you're coming up, okay?
That would be awesome, because I always think about, I'm not interested in meeting any of the players. I want to meet the boys from WGR 550.
Well, we'd love to meet you too, Rob, because you've been a loyal listener and caller for many years, and we know that, as you always say, we are your eyes of the game here, and how you have to kind of vision the game yourself. So thank you very much for that, and hope to see you at a game this year.
Yes, thank you for your enthusiasm, as always.
Yeah, you
love
got
you
it.
Guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's go to Bill in Buffalo. What do you got for me, Bill?
Hey, how you doing? I think we're going to go 13-4, but my issue is this season should be a referendum on Sean McDermott. It's really hard to win the Super Bowl, and I feel like the fans, I know how excited they are, but I feel like it's Lucy is teeing up the ball for Charlie Brown to kick it again. Marv Levy was a good coach. He was not as good as the guys we came up against. I don't think Sean has what it takes to win a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. We have an all-time quarterback. We have a generational general manager in Brandon Bean since Bill Polian. But I'm sorry, when you get to the big games, the coaching is the weak link for this team. And if it doesn't happen this year, I wish they would make adjustments. It's the weak link.
What do you have? You don't have to keep apologizing. It's an opinion. Everybody's entitled to one. Buffalo 13-4. I'm sorry, Bill in Buffalo 13-4. And okay, 13 wins. That's a lot. How does the season end?
AFC Championship. I hope we get to the. I hope we get to the dance. But again, that you're running into elite coaches at that point.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate your phone call.
All right.
803-0550. We'll take a few more predictions along the way. So I said we're going to do the first half hour. We'll extend it because we're having some fun here. So can't take too many more because we have to get to Sean McDermott at the top of the hour. Got to prep for that. We got some other items to get to as well. Pat Hammer at 1130. But, boy, that was a great first segment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 callers that first segment. Great job, Josh. I mean, I put you to work over there. I said to Josh behind the glass, I'm like, buddy, you're going to have to answer a bunch of calls today because we're going to be taking predictions and people are calling. So thank you very much for the call. Stay on hold if you're there. We'll get to your predictions for the Buffalo Bills 2025 season. And, of course, a lot more here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. We cannot wait to get to the phone lines because you got much more to get to with predictions here. And people still calling in, so let's do it. Jeremy in Chicago. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, Sal. How are you? Let's go 14-3, Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl.
Okay. Love it, Jeremy. Thanks a lot. Stay Thanks. Good. Stay good out there in Chicago. Loved our visit to Chicago. Let me just write his name down. Jeremy in Chicago. I want to make sure I don't screw that up. Loved my visit to Chicago. Bills played a preseason game there a few weeks ago. Got to go to Wrigley Field. Very, very great, great summer city. And by the way, a team, Chicago Bears, that has a lot of high expectations this year. And so do the Buffalo Bills and so do the Baltimore Ravens. They're getting after it on Sunday night. We're going to have all the coverage right here for you on WGR Sports Radio 550 throughout the day, of course, and into the night, and the game call starting at 8:20 p.m. Right now, though, it's a Buffalo Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We are getting you connected right now with us because we're getting connected with you, the fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. David in East Amherst. Hi, David. What do you got for me?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good.
Just want to say also I'm a huge arrow up, arrow down fan. I wait for that every week. I do one for my beer league softball team. Second of all, I'm going to say 14-3. Obviously, division title, but I'm going to go on a limb here and say Super Bowl, it all depends on who's doing the halftime show, if you get what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but I will ask you, do you actually give like arrows up and down for who performed well and not in your actual game and on your team? Is that what you do?
Yes. Yep.
I love that. All right. Well, do your buddies get mad at you when you give them an arrow down? How does it go?
Sometimes, but you know, it has to be done for improvement. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, I appreciate you still reading. I appreciate you reading it and getting inspiration for my arrow up, arrow down. Thank you very much, David. He said Super Bowl champs, but depends on the halftime show. I don't know. I mean, I actually didn't want to know because I have no idea where that was going to go, but that's okay. Let's go to Vince in North Buffalo. Hi, Vince.
Sal, I want to predict 13-4. We get to the Super Bowl, but lose. I love Sean, but I have deep concerns about his last-minute time management.
If the Bills got to a Super Bowl but lost and it was a close game, and you know, obviously there would be, if people would be upset at Sean McDermott, no doubt, if that was the case, but how would it change the way people view him if they just got there because he hasn't been there yet and finally able to get to a Super Bowl with Josh Allen? I mean, it's hard to do, right? So I'm interested to see if that were to happen, how the discourse around him would be. You know what I mean, Vince?
Yes, I do. The only thing is I keep thinking back to 13 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was a key, obviously a key game and a key moment, and it just was not handled properly.
Who are they going to lose to if you say that? Do you have a prediction on that?
I will say that they will lose to the Giants.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's an incredible prediction. That is the wildest prediction we've had so far, that the New York Giants will win the NFC. Heck, with all these Bills 17-0 predictions people have given me, the wildest prediction, what's more likely? The Bills go 17-0 or the Giants make the Super Bowl? Josh, what do you think? What's more likely?
I don't know. Jackson Dart would have to have one heck of a season for the Giants to win the NFC.
What is more likely? The Bills going 17-0 or the New York Giants winning the NFC?
You know what? Why not? Let's go with the Giants. Jackson Dart's going to come in hot.
17-0 is tough. You get to the end of the year, you're resting guys. I don't know.
Right.
Let's
go with the Giants.
All right.
Just for fun.
That's pretty funny. Jimmy in Kansas City. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, not much. Thanks for taking my call. And before we get going, I just want to let you, it was a pleasure meeting you in Houston last year. So really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and my daughter. So
you got
thank you
man.
For that.
Yeah.
And then my prediction, this is strictly for Hollywood finish. All right, 13-4, we go to the Super Bowl, but Josh gets hurt, and Mitch wins the Super Bowl to get his Hollywood ending.
Wow. Well, I've never obviously wished that anything would happen to Josh Allen, but I mean, but we have seen, you know, it's so funny, right? If you go back years, even the team they're playing this week, do you remember the year? I don't know how, I'm assuming, Jimmy, you're old enough to remember this, but do you remember when the Ravens won it the year that Trent Dilfer won it? Because he wasn't even supposed to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, was it Tony Banks?
Tony Banks, yeah. And the year before that was the Rams when Warner had to come in, right? And
Trent
Green was the starter. There was a run of a bunch of times where a backup quarterback won a Super Bowl. Now, that was a whole season in most of those cases, right?
Right.
Where that guy came in and did that. And then, of course, you have Nick Foles. Nick Foles did that in Philadelphia, which was
Well, Mitch could be the new Frank Reich.
You know,
coming in and becoming a legend.
Well, I hope that the game part of it is right for Bills fans out there, Jimmy, but not necessarily the other part that you say. But I still understand and feel you there with the Hollywood ending. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy.
How you doing, Sal? Yeah, listen, this is our year. I know I say it every year, but this has got to be our year. I think we win it, and I think we it's going to sound because they signed the Dallas player that I like Green Bay, but I've been on Green Bay well before they signed him. Mm-hmm. I just think their quarterback takes a step forward. I'm a firm believer in giving a quarterback 2 or 3 years to to sit on the sidelines and watch before you put him in the game. But I think we play Green Bay. I think we win it, and I think there's a big party in Buffalo this year.
What's the overall regular season record for the Bills?
I don't even really think it matters. I'm going to say what everybody else was saying. We'll lose a couple of tough games to good teams, and we'll lose one where we shouldn't lose. So I'll say we lose maybe four,
okay,
five games.
But
Sal, can I say something on that spinning issue? I know you're taking things, but can I say it just quickly?
Sure.
Sal, very quickly, two things in sports that I think that you don't start with just, a first-time offense. I think things are so outrageous that it should be – I think this suspension should be eight games, not one game for spitting on somebody, to never happen again. And in the NBA, when guys go by you and they wind up smacking you in the junk, those are two penalties I think should be a lot more than just a slap on the wrist. Thanks, Sal.
Billy, coming in with some predictions and takes. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. Well, I've seen the league and the teams that you met that you just mentioned about backup quarterbacks. I'm not saying Josh is going to get hurt, but it's not about how we finished or start the season or the overall record. We've been good. It's about how we finish. So I'm going to predict 11-6. Defense starts to turn it up a gear the third quarter of the season and propels us into the Super Bowl. Josh finally gets the defense to match the offense, and we beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's great because I live in near Philadelphia.
And they would beat hometown man Nick Sirianni here from Western New York, right? Jamestown native Nick Sirianni. That would be if they go back and the Eagles go back looking for a repeat. A Bills-Eagles Super Bowl, I mean, this was the talk the last couple years, and you know, it would just be crazy with the two fan bases. We know what they're both like, right? Mike is in Phoenix. Let's go, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Sal. How's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, so I want to predict that we're going to go 13-4, get the number one seed. I really do believe that this is the year we get the number one seed because of our division. And I think Baltimore and KC are going to – I think they're going to easily win their divisions, but they're going to lose enough games that we'll get that number one seed because of the other teams they're facing in the West and the – AFC North, but I do think we're going to get that one seed finally, get to the Super Bowl, and face the Green Bay Packers.
You got a prediction on the result of that game, or you don't want to say it?
Oh, we're going to win, man. We're going to the Super Bowl, man. I predict that we're
all
winning.
Right, you got it. Thank you very much. I want to make sure, Mike, I got you on record. We'll do one more. Gary in New Hampshire. Hi, Gary. You're on WGR. Go ahead.
Hi, Sal. I'm a first-time caller. I've been a Bills fan since 67.
All right.
I've gone through all these coaches, Jim Ringo and Kay Stevenson and Rex Ryan and all that. So my prediction is this. I think you're going to have a show in February where all the people who have dissed on Sean McDermott get to call and explain why they're sorry, because we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to finish 13-4, but we're not going to win the President's Trophy or whatever you call it. We're going to finish second. Yet, we're still going to have that AFC championship game in Buffalo because Baltimore is going to get upset. That's my prediction.
All right. That's a pretty detailed prediction.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. You know, I mean, 13-4, not the one seed, but they still host because the one seed loses.
That's right. I think Kansas City is going to finish fourth and beat Baltimore and then come to Buffalo and get stomped. And then we're going to go to the Super Bowl and, of course, beat Philadelphia because they just annoyed me last night. So let's beat Philadelphia.
Gary, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling and listening and everybody else who did. And that's a great way to end it. We're going to stop taking calls on predictions here because we got a lot more to get to today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And we'll keep the phone line open in case Sean McDermott's early. That's number one. I'm expecting him around 11, but you never know when he could come aboard a little bit earlier. 22 calls. Josh, great job. Thank you. 22 calls we just took. And let's see. Let's run through them here. How many Super Bowl champs do we have? One. Hold on, we had a whole bunch. Two, three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 out of the 22. The seven that weren't. A Super Bowl loss, a playoff loss, that's all it said. A Super Bowl loss, a first round loss, lost to Baltimore in the divisional round, and a Super Bowl loss. So actually six. So I guess maybe, so I messed up my math somewhere, but there you go. Yeah. We went everywhere. The lowest record prediction was Bob in Virginia at 10-7, losing to Baltimore in the divisional round. This game might factor into how that plays out if the two teams do wind up meeting in January, but it doesn't have to, right? Remember what happened last year, folks. The Bills go to Baltimore and just get really run over from the first play of the game by the Ravens. At the end of the year, the Bills were still hosting the Ravens in the playoffs. It's a long season. Teams change. Anything can happen. You can't take one game and define that as your season. And I think fans do that a little too often now because we live in such a react now society, right? I get it. And you, oh my God, the defense this, the offense that. I mean, the offense last year was the highest scoring offense in team history, breaking records, second highest in the NFL last year. There were times it wasn't the greatest, but overall it was unbelievable. Great. The defense, of course, had their struggles a lot last year. There were times they played pretty well and they took the ball away a lot last year. They also had real struggles on third down, and that was a very big issue for them. But no matter what happens on Sunday night, let's remember it's a long season. No matter what happened, and either way, by the way, if the Bills go out there and just crush the Ravens, it doesn't mean suddenly they're automatically in the Super Bowl. It just doesn't work that way. The Bills beat the Chiefs last year again in the regular season, and they still had to go to Kansas City in the playoffs. The Jets beat the Bills week one, 2 years ago. The Bills still won the division. The Jets were still out of the playoffs. Jets have the longest active NFL playoff drought, by the way. It's a little bit longer than the Sabres by a few months. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up the hour, then get to Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. Did you watch the game last night? I watched a half. I fell asleep. I woke up, and they were like running back on the field after a delay, and I'm like, oh, must have been a weather delay. I did not see it. I had no idea. Did that happen right after halftime? When did it happen?
I don't know. I only watched the first quarter because I was just like, I'm tired. You know, 4 a.m. comes really early when you have night games. So Sunday should be fun. But yeah, no, I only got to the first half of the game. And then I woke up this morning and I look and there's not like the usual, you know, ESPN notification of like, hey, here's this final score. I'm getting all these notifications about like, oh, rain delay. Oh, the game took forever. And it's like, what? Like, and then I'm going through Twitter and seeing everybody saying, like, why are we still up? Why is this happening? Play the game. Like, you know, everyone always gets mad when it gets late. But interesting start to the game for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that there's been so much discourse on this today, and now seeing the different. I didn't know that Dak had spit first, but he spit on the ground, and everybody's having a big debate about this, and people are going at it on social media about the fact that he spit first. But yeah, but he spit on the ground, and someone else spit on a person, and I. You know what? I'm going to keep it right here today. We could talk about that, but right now I'm focused on the Bills and the Ravens and Sunday night and week one and what's happening on Sunday, but mostly Bills, Ravens, and what this game means. And we're also going to run through the NFL schedule. So we'll do that either before or after we hear from Sean McDermott coming up very, very soon, because we do have week one to get to this week, and I have some, you know, thoughts on a lot of these games are going to be taking place, including tonight. We got Chiefs, Chargers tonight. In São Paulo, Brazil. São Paulo, Brazil. I always say San. It's São Paulo, Brazil. S-A-O, right? That's how you do it. São Paulo, Brazil. And I just want to say, like, anytime the Chiefs lose, obviously, is a good thing. But especially after they last year just seemed to squeak so many games out. Like, you can't let them off the hook. They all matter here. And tonight's game would matter. And it would really matter to the Chargers, a team that's really been looking to climb back in and be a factor in the AFC West. Maybe they can. We'll see. 803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. So what is going on with Christian McCaffrey? Is he left practice yesterday with a calf injury? Like, remember last year, like the morning of the first game, we hear that he's not going to play or something. He's out for like 2 months. He was limited at practice with a calf injury. And I think the reason why he was limited, he left practice. Now we don't know if he's going to play or not. And some of you are like, oh my God, fantasy running back. I'm in like 4 or 5 fantasy leagues. And I know that sounds like a lot. I just, leagues I picked up over the years, I've been in a couple with friends. I'm in like Jeremy's Guillotine League. Anyway, I have him in one. And I'm like, okay, I did not like know anything about this until I saw it yesterday, like a lot of you. And now I'm kind of evaluating, but I know that he was supposed to be a player that a lot of people felt would have a really, really great bounce back year. So, yeah.
I just read this from Tom Pelissero on McCaffrey. I will say, quote, this is a direct quote from him from a video. I will say this cautiously. I don't get the sense that based on the conversations I've heard that there are alarm bells going off about Christian McCaffrey at this point.
Okay.
So it sounds like there's something, but not major.
That something could still cost him week one. You never know, right?
Right, exactly.
Sure, yeah, but maybe not like last year.
Yeah. Right. So it sounds like it's something, but not a big thing.
Well, we'll see if he winds up playing. And who do the Niners have? They have the Seahawks on the road. That is a 4:05 p.m. We'll get to all the games a little bit later. This is the final home opener for the Buffalo Bills inside Highmark Stadium. I did some research this morning, and the Bills have only played the Baltimore Ravens. Because, folks, when you could say, no, they played the Browns. The Browns moved to Baltimore. What the league did was they said, we're going to treat the Ravens like an expansion team because we're going to give Cleveland their team back and they're going to assume the old history of the Browns. So even though some people literally played for the Browns in Cleveland and the Ravens in Baltimore as one team, it counted as a new team when they left in 96. So the Ravens became a new team. So all of their history is completely new. So if you look back, they only played 3 games against the Bills outside of the playoffs, regular season games. That's it. They played 2 playoff games here, as we know, 2020 and then last year, and 3 regular season games. 2019, Lamar's only regular season appearance inside the stadium. 2013, Bills win. That's the legend of Kiko Alonso game. And then 2007, which I forget a lot about and don't really remember much of, Bills win that game 19-14. This will be only the 4th time the Ravens, as they are now, will ever play inside Highmark Stadium in the regular season. If you missed Andy Major this morning, make sure you check him out on demand, WGR550.com, Bills VP of Operations and Guest Experiences. He talked with Jeremy and Joe a bunch about new protocols, traffic, parking, all that kind of stuff that's really important if you're going to any game this year, not just on Sunday. Sean McDermott on the way after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday.
Football Friday on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
All right, welcome back to a Buffalo Football Friday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Football Fridays here on WGR brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Sal Capaccio with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We had 22 predictions come in. Most of you saying the Bills will win the Super Bowl. Cannot deny or help fans and want to even to have that optimism, right? They have a Super Bowl caliber team, that's for sure. You know, can't be mad or make fun of it when you've been so close and have the ability to be able to do it, because they certainly do. And it all starts Sunday night against the Baltimore Ravens here at Highmark Stadium. The final home opener. Guys, this morning, Jeremy and Joe were doing some home opener memories. Going down memory lane, talking about the drought years. Yep. I wasn't living here. I didn't go to any of those games, the home openers during the drought years. But I went to some before that, the early 90s, the Super Bowl years, when they crushed, just destroyed the Rams one year in a home opener. Lost to the Dolphins one year when Louis Oliver had like a 103 or 104 yard interception return. I think he had three interceptions that game. I think Van Miller said, Hurricane Oliver came to Orchard Park, something like that. Van had a great way with words. It was great. I remember Steelers, 91, I think it was, home opener was Jim Kelly, I think, threw five touchdown passes. Don Beebe caught four of them, and after the fourth one, Beebe put up four fingers for his fourth touchdown. It was great. It was awesome. And then, you know, the last several years. Last year was a tricky one. The Bills were down. They were down 17-3. They came back. They took a lead, and then they gave up a touchdown on a kickoff return against the Cardinals. Home opener before that was 2021. They lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Blocked punt went the other way. You know, it can go either way in these week one games, man. Last year, the Ravens opened at Kansas City on that Thursday night game because the Chiefs were the defending champs. And that's when Isaiah Likely had his foot touchdown out of bounds. And the Ravens wound up losing at the very end. And that game loomed large for their season and their record at the end of the day. Speaking of Isaiah Likely, he is not going to play in this game. And I'm not even going to use the pun, he's unlikely to play. But truly, that's what it is. Because he has been out. People have been reporting that he's not going to play. I don't think Patrick Ricard is going to play in this game either, just by watching the reports from Baltimore reporters. And I think Patrick Ricard, losing him is a huge, huge blow. Because the way the Ravens want to play, the way that they want to line up and run right at you with Derrick Henry, especially in shorter yardage, bringing in their big fullback, Patrick Ricard, just forces you. It's not even that it's tough to stop. It is already tough to stop. It forces you as a defense to do things that you don't want to do or that you're not comfortable doing and put you in position that is a little different. So if he doesn't play, I think that's a massive blow, but it looks like Jaire Alexander could be on the field. I'm interested in that. He's a fantastic talent. But he hasn't practiced. He's been like out for the last 4 weeks, 5 weeks of practice. I think August 4th was the last practice until this week. So what does that look like for them? Is he fresh and ready to go? Or is it someone you want to say, okay, let's test him a little bit? Pretty interesting. Let's get to your week one NFL schedule. It started last night with the Eagles beating the Dallas Cowboys 24-20 as they tried to defend their Super Bowl championship. So Eagles 1-0, Cowboys 0-1, We will have Sean McDermott, by the way, in a little while. When he's done with his TV production meeting, he'll give us a call, and I'll have him for you right away. And as soon as that happens, you will know here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. So stick with us right here. Bills head coach Sean McDermott joining us as soon as he becomes available. Tonight, Chiefs at Chargers in Brazil, 8 o'clock Eastern time start. Chargers, can they be the team that overtakes the Chiefs in the AFC West? Will it be the Denver Broncos? Will nobody do it? Big test tonight for them, of course. And is it the team that, you know, some people have really thought would be with Justin Herbert that hasn't been able to kind of come to fruition yet? Let's get to your Sunday 1 o'clock slate. As you prepare for Bills-Ravens, heading out to the stadium, you're tailgating, whatever you're doing beforehand. Two teams that will play the Bills this year. From the NFC South, the Buccaneers are at the Falcons, and that's a massive game in the NFC South because both those teams are expecting to contend. You have Baker Mayfield against Michael Penix. I'm interested to see that Falcons high-flying offense. It's supposed to be, but could have an interesting team in Atlanta. And the Bills play there on a Monday night. Tampa comes to Buffalo on a Sunday afternoon, November 16th. Interestingly enough, the Bills will wear different uniforms against both these teams. When Tampa comes to town, the Bills will wear their standing Buffalo. And the same thing with when they go to Atlanta. But anyway, the Bucs will not wear their old like creamsicles here in Buffalo. But the Falcons will go back to a throwback red helmet against the Bills that Monday night. Bengals at Browns. What's the status of Myles Garrett? Have we heard anything on that today? I have not. Maybe you have, Josh. But Myles Garrett missed practice yesterday. With a hip injury, I believe. So, boy, it's already tough enough to stop the Bengals. You got to stop them without Myles Garrett? Woo! Let's see if he winds up playing. In the meantime, the Bengals might have to win a lot of games like 35-30 this year because their defense has not looked good in the preseason. Lots of reports that they're going to be struggling on defense, but they do have Trey Hendrickson back, which obviously is very good for them. And they have the ability, by the way, to win 35-30 or 40-35 if you want because they can score with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins in that group. Dolphins are at the Colts. I have no idea what to expect in this game because the Colts are going with Daniel Jones, which he actually could be pretty good for them. But how good, I don't know, because the Colts are a team that I think is probably about a 500 team that could go either way, competing in a lesser division, if you will. The Dolphins, I just don't think the Dolphins are going to be that great this year, that good. They've gone through a lot of changes on defense. Their secondary is very questionable right now. If Tua stays healthy, they'll score some points. We know that. Will he stay healthy? Tyreek Hill's getting a little bit older, but he still has that speed. This game has kind of gone back and forth with who's favored. Dolphins, Colts. It's kind of gone back and forth all week. Panthers are at the Jags. The first game for Jaguars head coach Liam Cohen as head coach. Travis Hunter. He's on the injury report. Wide receiver, defensive back. Let's see what they do with him, where they use him. And I'm interested to see Bryce Young and, you know, the way that he came back after his benching and finished last year. I think Bryce Young did a nice job. And I think they did a nice job with him. And Dave Canales in that group. So we'll see. This is a team, the Panthers, that the Bills will play later this year. They don't play the Jags. Raiders are at the Patriots. I would think most Bills fans would be rooting hard for the Raiders here just because it is the Patriots. Give them a loss right away. Because if you see the Patriots go out there with Drake May and just suddenly start lighting it up, you might get a little, what do we got here with the Patriots, right? Especially against a Raiders team that I don't think is going to be that great. But hey, Pete Carroll's back. We'll see. How about the news that Amari Cooper retired? You see that? Amari Cooper retired.
We're doing our wide receiver fantasy league. Wide receiver only fantasy league. Jeremy, Joe, and a couple of the other guys. I drafted Amari Cooper towards the end of the draft. And,
yeah, I took a flyer on him.
But it
just
was
like the Raiders.
Yeah, you know. Hey, maybe he'll show back up in a month or so and want to play again. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Raiders at Patriots at 1 o'clock. Patriots first game with Mike Vrabel as head coach. Drake May, promising young quarterback, of course. Stephon Diggs. We'll see where it goes with them. Cardinals at Saints. I'm not expecting much from the Saints this year. They're starting Spencer Rattler at quarterback. Great name, by the way, right? What a great name for an NFL quarterback or anything. Arizona Cardinals. I mean, Cardinals are one of those teams where they really can look great at times, and then, what do we got here? Kyler Murray, James Conner, Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride. I mean, they have an offense, man. I think they're going to go to the Saints and handle business, but they're just kind of team, the Cardinals, where you just don't know what to expect sometimes on a weekly basis. Is this like, what do we call this game? The Revenge Bowl of some sort. You got the Jets and Steelers kind of essentially traded quarterbacks in the offseason, right? Justin Fields was on the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers was on the Jets. Now Rodgers is with the Steelers. Fields is on the Jets. They're playing week one. They kind of know each other's personnel a little bit because of that. Is it a revenge bowl? I don't know. How good is Aaron Rodgers now? I don't know. Didn't think he was that great in New York, but he did have a kind of nice finish to the season a little bit last year as the season went on. Opening game for the Jets, Aaron Glenn as head coach. Bills go to the Jets next week. Boy, if the Jets were to win this game and the Bills happen to lose, the Bills would go to New York next week with the Jets having a chance to go 2-0 and the Bills 0-2 by beating them, which reminds me of last year when that happened. And if the Jets had beaten the Bills, it would have been, oh my God, the Jets are like leading the division by a couple games. Remember the Bills beat them? There was the firing of the coach right before that, Robert Saleh, and everything kind of turned out the way it's supposed to turn out. The New York Giants, who, by the way, one of our callers today predicted to win the NFC, are at the Washington Commanders. I asked Josh earlier. We had some people say the Bills would go 17-0, and we had some people say we had one guy say the Giants would win the NFC. I asked Joe, what's more likely, the Bills go 17-0 or the Giants win the NFC?
I
think the Giants is probably right. The
Giants is right.
You just never know. I mean, they did make the playoffs a few years ago.
Right.
And they do have some talent on the team. And a lot of people think their defense in front seven is really good.
I think that's honestly
the
key.
And I think that is true.
Is if the defense is really good, like everyone thinks they will be, then as long as Jackson Dart is serviceable, you're not that bad of a team. It's kind of crazy saying that after they lose Saquon Barkley.
Commanders with Jaden Daniels, I mean, he can be really special. And he was last year, obviously, but C.J. Stroud was too 2 years ago, and it didn't happen the second year. And you just have to see it again, right? Now you have film on him. Teams have watched him. And do they catch up to him a little bit? We'll see. Giants at Commanders, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Same thing. Well, actually, 4:05 start. Titans at Broncos. Spoiler alert, I'm taking the Broncos in my survivor pool, and I'm also in a loser pool where I'm taking the Titans. So I'm going to keep those two same teams in both pools. So if the Titans win, I'm out of everything. I can't see the Titans winning at Denver. That type of environment with Cam Ward, a rookie starting quarterback, going against a second-year Bo Nix with Sean Payton and that defense. And that Broncos defense is legit. They just signed Nick Bonino, by the way, to a extension. Very well-deserved. So I'm going to go with the Broncos here. It's one of the biggest favorites on the board. I think they should take care of business. 49ers at Seahawks. A lot of this might hinge on if Christian McCaffrey plays or not. We'll get an injury report later from the 49ers, the Seahawks, everybody else, but we'll find out. Who's the starting quarterback in Seattle? Sam Darnold, right? I keep forgetting that. That's why I have to ask.
I keep forgetting
Sam
Cooper
Darnold. Yeah.
Yeah. The two of them are newcomers there, and it's like, what's that going to be? If Sam Darnold can kind of muster up some sort of what he had in because he's bounced around so much over the past couple of years. If he can pick the best parts of all those last few appearances, I think he might actually be a good fit for Seattle.
I mean, I think he's been a good fit last few years where, you know, in Minnesota where he was, he's kind of had a bit of a resurrection, of course, last year, but mostly. I don't think Sam Darnold is terrible, right? I mean, I think he can play, but you got to give him some weapons. They might have some. They have some in Seattle. Of course, no more DK Metcalf. He's now in Pittsburgh as well. Detroit at Green Bay. I mean, a lot of people are down on the Lions, and I won't lie, I'm kind of down on them too. I think when you have such a great coordinator that we have talked up and we have seen in Ben Johnson and even Aaron Glenn, they lost both coordinators, right? And both coordinators were very integral to their success. So Dan Campbell's got to kind of have to redo all of that. In the meantime, the Packers get Micah Parsons. He's got the back issue now, but Jordan Love, all those receivers. I think Jaden Reed, a little question on him playing. But boy, Matthew Golden looks really good. Lions can still, you know, they still have talent. They no doubt about that. And Jahmyr Gibbs, Aiden Hutchinson on defense. I think it's a good game. 4:25 start, Lions at Packers. Also at 4:25 start, Texans are at the Rams. I mean, this one is like, what is going on with Matthew Stafford? He's playing now. He's practicing now. Is he going to be kind of at the level of what you'd expect? I don't know if you can expect that at this point. After the age, the injuries catching up, more injuries. Texans, I just talked about C.J. Stroud. What a really disappointing, I would say, year last year for C.J. Stroud. Then they move on from Ben Slowick in the offseason, their offensive coordinator. He's now in Miami helping out with their passing game. Texans have some talent on defense. We saw them get after the quarterback against the Kansas City Chiefs the week before the Chiefs played the Bills in the AFC Championship. That was the divisional round game, and the Texans played a nice game. Not enough to beat the Chiefs, but we'll see if they can get after Matthew Stafford here, and I think they have a fighting chance to win this game. Bills play Sunday night against the Ravens, of course. Bills will be wearing their all-blue jerseys and pants. Then Monday night, you have Vikings at Bears, the debut of J.J. McCarthy against Caleb Williams. Two guys in the same draft class, just that we didn't see J.J. McCarthy last year because of the injury. So J.J. McCarthy makes his debut. He got some receiver issues there. Justin Jefferson's back, I believe. Now he's playing. He's practicing, but he had some issues. But Jordan Addison is not. He's suspended.
I think McCarthy's going to be good. I think that year off honestly probably helps a little bit in terms of just watching the game and understanding the speed. Mm-hmm. I think he's actually going to be pretty good this year in terms of, because I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have been saying like, oh, he didn't play last year. He's not adjusted the game speed yet. He's a year behind everybody else. But like, what did Caleb Williams do? Right? Like, he had a decent year, but it's by no means what they expected. So.
And Kevin O'Connell's a really good coach.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah.
He's a really good coach. Right. All right, let's do this. I haven't heard from when Sean McDermott is calling, but I want to make sure we give enough space for it. So why don't we take a quick timeout? Want to do that? We'll take a quick timeout, and then and hopefully then we'll get him in the break or right after that, because I know he's doing some other production meetings right now. He got TV. It's a national game. So we will hear from the Bills head coach. And just keep it right here. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then after Sean McDermott, we'll have time to get Patrick Hammer on to talk about weather for Sunday night. So hopefully we'll have Sean McDermott right after this timeout, but sometime after that. So keep it tuned right here on the Northtown Automotive Football Friday here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
On the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Once again, my pleasure to welcome in weekly here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott for his weekly Friday appearance, and sometimes other days, depending on when the Bills play. Coach, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me once again today and this year.
Good morning to you also, Sal, and to everyone out there. It's good to be with you again this year here.
It is the start of another NFL season. What does starting football mean to you? And I know that there's different starts along the way, right? Training camp and preseason, but the start of the regular season, week one, what does it mean to you?
You know, it's always exciting. It really is. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns every season. Now this being my 20 plus year, 25, 26, I'm not really sure. I lost track, but a lot of openers and this will be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to having our crowd, looking forward to opening up at home. You know, it's good to be around this type of year and this type of community that supports the team the way that our fans do. And it's start of the school year with kids in the community as well. And so, just an exciting time of year.
Yeah, for sure. I saw a lot of kids already this morning getting on their buses wearing their Bills gear. Right? It's Football Friday around Buffalo, no doubt about it. Everybody's pumped for the opener. And, of course, it's the final home opener here at Highmark Stadium. And Coach, you have really made it a point since you've been the head coach of the Buffalo Bills to defend our dirt, as you say. And your team, since 2020, has the highest regular season and playoff combined winning percentage, .824 at home. Why is it so important, and how have you been able to cultivate that home field advantage into success?
Well, you got to have a lot of pride in where you're from and what you stand for in life, and that's no different now in football and how we treat this stadium, how we treat our community, and we take a lot of pride in ourselves and where we're from and who we play for and how we play. So in particular, playing at home, we've created a culture and a standard, and it's important for us when we take the field anywhere, but in particular at home.
All right, Coach, let's get to some injuries and, of course, the Barnes Firm injury report. Injured, call the Barnes Firm, and we want to get to your the practice today, of course, and anybody you want to declare out if you're going to do so through the first Sunday.
Yeah, so not counting anyone out at this point. Tre'Davious and Tyler, Tre'Davious White and Tyler Bass, neither of those two will practice. We'll see how they go through the weekend here.
Okay, and then Elijah Moore missed with a personal day yesterday. Is he back today? Is everything okay there?
Yes, he is back today, and will practice in full today.
Okay, if Tre'Davious White can't go, I would think that most people would expect it would be either Dorian Strong or Jamarcus Ingram on the field. You do have Dane Jackson and other players on the practice squad as well, but I want to ask you about the rookie Dorian Strong a little bit, Coach. We heard from Bobby Babich yesterday say that the jump he's made over the last 2 weeks has been pretty incredible. What have you seen from the sixth-round rookie?
Well, he has. He's done a good job. Jamarcus Ingram has done a nice job also, and they've been splitting reps. And, we'll see how it goes if we have to do that come game time. What you want from all young players is that they grow, they develop. There's going to be some growing pains through that process of getting the experience that they need. But Dorian in this case has approached that challenge head on.
And of course, Jamarcus, you bring him up. It's hard to believe he's been in the system 3-4 years now. What have you seen from the growth of Jamarcus Ingram in your time?
Well, if you remember last year, prior to last year, he was on the practice squad, and then he was kind of activated at times. Last year, he was on the active and made a big contribution to our team early third of the season there. And so it's good to have him back. He's certainly more experienced than he was last year, and another guy that really embraces trying to become the best that he can become.
I just want to get to a couple other rookies here, Coach, because obviously on the defensive line, you invested a couple of draft picks there, Deion Walker, TJ Sanders. What have you seen from those two throughout preseason and training camp?
You see the ability. They flashed in their own ways. They're two different players or style of player. But they're both, talented. And I think, again, with any young player, you're seeing the flashes on the field. You're watching them grow off the field and how they're becoming pros off the field. And they're going to play quite a bit Sunday night there. And again, they'll get some valuable reps and experience that I'm sure they'll carry with them through the rest of the season.
That was the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. All right, Coach, some changes in special teams with the rules, some changes in special teams on your staff. You have a new coordinator, also no more Justin Tucker. Also, your team has allowed a special teams touchdown in three of the last four openers. I'm sure not something you want to see, but how important is buttoning that up in this game against this team, which obviously will have very, very few margin for error?
Well, you're right. Really good team, talented, well-coached, a lot of high picks on that roster, and they seem to continue to add to it every year, with whether it be through free agency trades or the draft. And, you know, matchups are tough. But I think, again, just overall, relative to the special teams piece, you got to be able to win two of the three phases. So special teams factors in big time when you play games and opponents like this.
And then, of course, on offense, we all know they have Lamar Jackson. They have Derrick Henry. It's always a challenge. How unique is it, though, throughout your time coaching football, to see a team that can bring that much of a versatility, I guess? They can big boy you. They can be athletic. They can be explosive. You have to defend everything.
You do, and the uniqueness of what they can do and how many different styles of offense they have is unique, but that's also the challenge I think you look forward to, right? So we're not ones to back down from a challenge. You got to figure out a way to crack the code, and then you got to go execute it. So a lot of layers to it, but our guys have worked hard this offseason and through training camp.
Give fans a little sense of what happens on Sunday night. I know we've probably talked about this over the years with you, but how do you prepare for a game? How does the team, how does it work for you guys? It's not a 1 o'clock game. What do you do on a home Sunday night game, and how you get the guys ready and yourself ready to play later in the evening?
Right. So the way we do it, teams are a little bit different. The way we handle it is we'll have our normal Saturday meetings. The players will go to the hotel to get a good night's rest, hopefully Saturday night. We'll bring them in for a meal and for a brief walkthrough early afternoon or late morning, and then just get them up, get them moving around, thinking football a little bit, and then they'll have a few hours to go back home, and then they'll come back for the game. So one of the things we always warn them about in games like this, or any time we play at home for that matter, is the traffic. And so you know, watching our players sometimes have to deal with traffic. It's great because we've got a lot of fans coming to the games, but we try and warn them ahead of time, especially players who have not played here before. You better get here early enough to avoid that traffic because they come out in droves, which is awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. And we had Andy Major on a little bit earlier today in the morning, and obviously with the construction, that's even more important now to everybody to kind of know where they go. Get in your seats and be ready for a football game, because from the jump, from the opening kickoff, I'm sure the Buffalo Bills need Bills Mafia in full throttle rooting on their team. Last thing for you, Coach. At halftime, I know you'll be busy. I'm going to watch that drone show. I've never seen a drone show, only on TV. Have you ever seen a drone show?
I think on TV. Yeah, I've never really personally experienced one. So you'll have to take some videos for me, Sal, and send them to me in the offseason.
I get it. All right. I know you'll be busy. Good luck on Sunday night. It's great to have you back in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I know you got a lot more to get to today, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Have a great day. Thanks, guys.
All right, you got it. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. So no one is declared out on Sunday, but no practice today for Tre'Davious White and Tyler Bass. We'll see where that goes. You could tell he didn't really want to get into who's going to be playing, and of course not, right? Whether it's Jamarcus Ingram or it's Dorian Strong, if it's not going to be Tre'Davious White. So, yeah, we'll see where that goes with Sunday night and how all of that gets put together. So, also the Ravens dealing with their injuries, you know, and that will be very interesting how they're going to play things if they don't have Patrick Ricard, if they don't have Isaiah Likely. We have weather, obviously, to get to, and we'll do that right now with WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Hammer, because if you're going to the game, you're going to want to know how to dress, and that's where our guy comes in to let you know.
Break it down!
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire, here's Patrick.
Have a time!
And we welcome in on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the West Her Hotline, Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for doing this again this year.
So good to be with you, Sal. I loved hearing the fact that
hey, this game may be delayed because the players can't make it to the stadium on time because of traffic. I think that happened with Spencer Brown a couple years ago. He was like, had no idea that the crowds getting into the stadium would be so heavy, and he was like late.
Yeah, I mean, it is a challenge normally, but now with the construction and the traffic,
right?
I would just say everyone needs to be ready and prepared. And here's the biggest thing: have a plan, right? I mean, just have a plan. Right. Don't just wake up and go, "Oh yeah, yeah, I'm going to leave for the game at like 3-4 o'clock. We'll see how it goes." I mean, that might work for you, but really, you need to have a plan. And you know what Andy Major said? Carpool as much as possible. They lost like 1,000 parking spots. They're trying to, get some of those back through different things. But no doubt, that's a challenge. Also, have a plan for the weather, Patrick, right? I mean, you always should have a plan for the weather. And I know that we've had some changes here over the last week with how warm it got, how cool it is, maybe right now and into Sunday night for this time of year. What are we looking at Sunday night?
Yeah, I liked how you were talking about the drone show. If you remember, the drone show last year got canceled because of weather. That was that game against the 49ers, and it snowed a lot longer than expected, and thus they had to cancel the show, I believe. This Sunday, we're not looking at that. It's interesting, you think of home openers, and you think, okay, they're probably generally warm. I went back and looked at the last 5 home openers, including last year, the home opener against the Cardinals. It was like 60 degrees. It's kind of like how it's going to be on this Sunday. It's not going to be the warmest home opener ever. Granted, it's a night game. But here's what we have expected into game time. First of all, it's going to feel like a week 8 game, not a week 1 game weather-wise. It's going to be in the 50s to low 60s much of your Sunday. If you're heading out to tailgate, it's hoodie weather, okay? It's going to be on the cool side. Luckily, there won't be much wind. You may wake up early, and there could be some rain showers around. That can't be ruled out. That's Sunday morning. But during the day, I think we're going to be okay. It's going to be, again, 50s, low 60s. As we get closer to kickoff, any clouds, an odd shower possible. Not likely, but possible Sunday afternoon. But as we get closer to kickoff, I think the weather looks fine. Kickoff temperature, mid-50s, and we don't have a wind issue either. So I think we're looking, all in all, this is really, really good football weather leading into
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you told me, all right, regardless of month, I mean, September, you want it warmer, right? No doubt about it. I get it. But if you told me that's the weather for every single home game, I would take it.
Right.
Like if you said, Sal, you could sign up right now for the rest of your time on the sidelines, every single Bills home game would be that weather, I would take it.
Yeah, and again, I think the biggest takeaway is no wind. Especially with a new kicker potentially kicking for us, right?
That's right, yeah.
And he hasn't kicked in Highmark yet.
Hey, you pay attention, man. Look at that guy. He pays attention. Matt Prater was signed to the practice squad, and Sean McDermott just told us a little while ago, just to recap for everybody, that Tyler Bass will not practice today, but he's not ruled out. But you're right. It could have a new kicker and obviously a veteran, but it's always different kicking in that stadium, especially with the wind, which you say is not going to be a factor, and no precipitation either on Sunday night.
No, Sunday night we should be fine. Again, I can't rule out a shower during the day, but for game time, I think we're good. It's just going to be, it's going to feel like, wait, this is kickoff. This looks like, we should be heading into a bye week. Just the temperature-wise, it's going to be in the 50s.
All right, so if you're staying around to the end of the game, it's going to end maybe around 11:30 or so. What are we looking at really at night, leaving the stadium? How cold? How well should people dress to be prepared for maybe any change in temperature?
It's funny to talk cold opening night, but I'm telling you, it's true though. I mean, let's be real. It's early September, and it's going to be in the low 50s when the game's over. It's going to feel fine, but just walking back to your car, heading home. There's no weather to deal with. It's just it's going to be on the cool side for sure Sunday night.
I am looking ahead to next week already in New Jersey. I'm not going to ask you for the forecast. It looks really nice, but are we in store for a little bit of a warm-up here as well? Because it looks like right now, Jets, afternoon, Meadowlands, mid-70s. What are we looking at here throughout the week after what we have on Sunday night?
Okay, so there's no summer, like late summer rally coming temperature-wise anytime soon. I mean, next week is going to be kind of like what we saw this week. Temperatures, 70s, some upper 60s, so it looks pretty decent. And I think leading into next weekend, if anything, we'll probably be trending in a slightly warmer weather pattern. Way too early to talk rain out there or anything like that. There's nothing tropical. You remember, sometimes we see these tropical systems heading to the East Coast way out ahead. I don't see that being a threat. So that happened against Baltimore a few years ago with the Bills game there. But this it's looking pretty quiet next week and feeling good about week 2.
So I guess I wanted to ask you a little bit about the season, but you know, I guess we'll wait on all that. We have another night game. I was just thinking the other day about, like, you got a night game Sunday. The next home game's a night game as well, which is Thursday night, right? I mean, I don't know. I like Sunday afternoon games early in the season. I think Orchard Park looks great. I mean, if you're going to give me that weather you said for this Sunday night, I'll take it every week, like I said. But I kind of also want a warm game in the afternoon, to be quite honest with you, Pat.
Isn't it funny how we just covet the Sunday 1 o'clock games now?
I mean, I know.
I mean, especially for those of us in the working world, you got kids, you got school to think about Monday. It's like, oh, and Sunday is the longest day ever, of course, because you're waiting 24 hours for an 8 o'clock kickoff. But yeah, it's I like the 1 o'clock games too. But you know, it's what we got, and I think, what is it? The first three out of four games are at home. That's crazy. That happened a couple years ago. Was it last year? Our first three home games were right in a row, right?
We're not first. Yeah, they not the first three weeks. But they did have a bunch early on for sure. And you know, this year they have the one afternoon home game against the Saints, but three of the first four are night games because then it's a Monday night. I'm sorry, another Sunday nighter. This one against the Patriots. So really, only one afternoon Sunday home game until you get to the Chiefs a little bit later in the year.
And this is the time of the year where 1 o'clock on a Sunday could be elite here. You know? But. Weather-wise, that is. So, that's what we got. You know, enjoy these nights. We've been becoming a lot more familiar.
I'm not going to ask you to know offhand the weather in Sao Paulo, Brazil tonight, so I'll just let you know from what I'm seeing. It should be pretty nice. Mid-60s, low-60s, pretty calm before the Chargers and Chiefs tonight.
Going to be watching. Yeah, they're not at a totally different latitude than us, believe it or not. So it's, but yeah, they're, that's, Sao Paulo is one of the largest cities on the planet. Did you know that? It's massive,
really?
From a population standpoint, and it's just a different world how big that place is. But great that the NFL is playing there.
Really appreciate you agreeing to be on again this year. Looking forward to our chats every single week. We'll have to adjust along the way for different Monday nights and Thursday nights and all those kinds of things. But we'll talk to you again next Friday because the Bills will be at the Jets at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford. So talk to you next Friday. Have a great weekend, a great week, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Sal. Take care.
All right, you got it. That is Patrick Hamer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist, getting you set and ready for weather for Sunday Night Football. You know, he's right. Waiting all day for Sunday night is like the truest catchphrase. Remember when they came up with that in like years ago? Waiting all day for Sunday night. I'm singing. But it's true. Like, that's the catchphrase, and it's totally right. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll kind of recap not only what Sean McDermott said here, but also a couple extra items he has said with the local media after meeting with me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. He went and did his weekly briefing with the local media in the media room, and a couple other notes on players that we'll get to after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Not counting anyone out at this point, Tre'Davious White and Tyler Bass, neither of those two will practice. We'll see how they go through the weekend here.
That is Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott with the injury report news of the morning. That's the Barnes Firm injury report. Brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. So, Tre'Davious White, Tyler Bass won't practice today, but he's not ruling anybody out. Also, McDermott, meeting with the rest of the local media after he was done here on the radio, said that right now he feels good about Keon Coleman playing Sunday, as well as Christian Benford, but that the reason why Keon's on the injury report is the groin injury is something that dates back to training camp, and he actually had a bit of a flare-up this week. And part of the reason is, and this is why the number of injuries matter, not just the players, Keon was taking a few more reps than normal because of the other injuries, which is why that happened. So that's what he just said to the local media down at One Bills Drive. We have full coverage for you at WGR550.com. And of course, you can find what Sean McDermott said on demand at WGR550.com and on the Odyssey app. You know, everybody does their predictions and everybody does their previews. For years, many years, I've gone on different outlets, different radio stations. I have a Baltimore radio interview this week, right? Coming up later today, I'll be on with Jason Lacanfora over there. National. So I had one this week. It's never happened to me before. I was interviewed by Time Magazine. Yes. I received a random email from a guy the other day, and he said, "Hey, Sal, I'm doing a story on Bills Ravens and the Bills in Buffalo. could you give me a call? And I actually had to Google and make sure that I'm calling the right person, right? You never know. And I'm like, yeah, this guy, he's legit. So I called him back. And we had a really good talk the other day about the Bills and the Ravens and Buffalo and what it means to be a part of this community and football in this community, what Bills Mafia means to this community and the philanthropy that goes on here. But yeah, I got to say, I never thought I'd be interviewed by Time Magazine to talk about the Buffalo Bills, to be honest with you, Josh. Pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Next Time Man of the Year right now?
I don't think so. I don't know when that's coming out, by the way. I was looking. It's not out. I'm guessing this weekend, right before the game, either tomorrow or Sunday morning.
Have some light reading during the day while you're waiting all day for Sunday night.
Yeah, this is exactly right. So check it out. I'll make sure I tweet it out. But Sean Gregory was the author's name who I spoke with and interviewed me for Time Magazine. Real quick, let's get to James in Cheektowaga, who wants to chime in on the season. Hi, James.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
So I got a prediction. I think we go 14-3. We beat the Ravens. I think we tie our record with the Ravens. But since we beat them this week, we get the one seed. They get the two seed. We beat whoever we play in the divisional. We face the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. And then it's one of them games, but it's a shootout. Mahomes is coming down to try and win it in the last drive. And then Trey White picks him off in the end zone to send us to the Super Bowl.
Love it.
And I think we go to the Super Bowl and we win the Super Bowl.
It's a great way to end the season. It's a great way to end our predictions here on the first Buffalo Football Friday of the regular season, and hopefully many, many more to come even after the regular season, right? How many more can you have? Six, seven, whatever. However many it takes to do exactly what James and Cheektowaga said and so many of you said. Thank you so much for all the phone calls today. Don't forget, you want to re-listen to Sean McDermott on demand at WGR550.com. Thanks a lot to Patrick Hammer. Weather for Sunday night. Don't forget, go back and listen to Andy Major on with Jeremy and Joe. And you can do that on YouTube, by the way, on the YouTube stream, WGR550 on YouTube. Andy Major talked a lot about the changes, the traffic, the construction going down at One Bills Drive. So make sure you do that. Thanks a lot to Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day. Game day ready since 1922. Of course, a big part in the sponsors here of Football Friday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You ready, Josh? You ready for it? Next time we talk, we're going to know if the Bills are 1-0 or 0-1. Be back here on Monday.
I'm ready.
Monday's the reaction show. I'll be back on Monday. I'll be back here at 10 o'clock. We'll have the reaction show. It'll be live, by the way, on the WGR Facebook page as well. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy the game tonight and enjoy college football on the weekend. And, of course, Sunday night. All day, right here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes?
Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.